Thank you for joining us today. My name is Brad Sutton, and I'm a product manager in IT focused on BI, big data, and data analytics within IT Showcase. Today, we have our very own Kirkland Barrett, and he'll be discussing some of MSIT's BI at Microsoft solution that we've recently deployed within Microsoft.
Hi, Brad. My name is Kirkland Barrett, and I'm a solution manager at Microsoft. I've been here over 8 years, and I have been focused on doing line of business solutions, enterprise data warehouse solutions, and then now really rethinking how do we approach BI at Microsoft, and really looking at the future. And a lot of this has culminated in a really tight relationship with the product group to be able to figure out what do we want to do with BI going forward, and ultimately landed in what we call Power BI, and we'll be talking about that more today.
Thanks, Kirkland. So can you give us a little bit of a recap of where Microsoft was in the past and what drove us for implementing this new BI solution for Microsoft and our employees?
If you look at the history of where we were at, we were always trying to make sure that we got the right data out to the customers, out to our employees, and also that we were able to respond to business challenges. A lot of what we found was doing it in traditional ways was it was always felt too slow to our customers. It was 6 to 9 months to be able to get a solution that's out there. And our industry has only been getting faster. So we really had a lot of tension with that. We also were struggling with making sure that people were getting the right data. And companies take different approaches to be able to accomplish that. Some companies will centralize their data, and we went through that process of trying to have a central enterprise data warehouse so that it was clear for people to say that they use data off of that and that was the correct data. But the reality is Microsoft is a very big company, a very dynamic company, and we've got a lot of existing investment in data that's out there that honestly is very valuable. We just need to be able to help people understand what the right data is to use. And so it's confusing for people, especially new employees as they come in, where do you find that data? And so there's a lot of hallway conversations and people trying to ramp up and working their personal networks. And in general, people are wanting to do the right thing. But if they don't have visibility or clarity as to where to go, they have a job to get done, and you'll find people who are being more expedient. They're not malicious, they're just expedient to get their job done. And so as a result of that, you will sometimes get varying numbers, disagreements, or people making decisions off of the wrong data. And that's definitely something that we're concerned about within IT, and the business is concerned as well. But we've got to get this mix of control and agility out there, where we can control the right data that needs to be controlled, and make sure that that data is certified and that people are using it, but also enable the necessary agility out there where the business can be able to tap into that plus other data, external data, et cetera, so that they can move much faster. And again, that's very important here within Microsoft, as fast as things are moving out there. So where we've gone over the past 10 years is really trying to rethink how do we approach this and really leverage, again, the existing data assets that we have out there, but provide to the customers, out to our information workers, out to the business analysts, the ones who have those instincts and have those questions and have to be able to respond, a more agile platform that extends and augments the investments that we have in our data marts and our data warehouses. And so within Microsoft IT, we entered into a very deep partnership with our product group about 3 years ago. And with that, we really try to explain the scenario of what an enterprise customer is facing. And it's been an incredible partnership, and we're really excited about what they're bringing out now. You're starting to see Power BI coming out. There are things in public preview that you can already start to use, and it'll be going into general availability here in the next year. But we're already starting to roll that out within Microsoft. So what we've done is we've actually launched what's called BI at Microsoft. It's a website and services around rolling out Power BI across the company and helping businesses and employees understand how they can use Power BI and the entire stack to be able to address these very things that I've talked about.
So Kirkland, can you tell us a little bit about some of the requirements when you're talking to the employees, when you're talking to the product group? What were some of the requirements that they came up with to say, hey, IT, we have to have this as a solution? Can you share us and with the customers around what those requirements were and how you gathered those?
As we look back working with our users, one of the things we heard over and over again is that people spend about 80% of their time trying to find the data and only 20% of their time actually getting insights out of it. That's not good. And so what we wanted to do is rethink about how can we flip that? How can we make it easier for people to be able to find data so they can spend 80% of their time then on actually getting business benefit out of it?
Right.
So that was one of the key things. The other thing is, once they found the data, was they need to be able to play with that data. There's a lot of data that's new out there that they can't write requirements on it yet. They need to better understand it. So we heard there's this need for agility or exploration. This is a consistent thing across the businesses. They definitely wanted to ultimately get to having their data be certified and locked down and controlled, but at the same time, they needed to be able to innovate. So that was the other thing, was to say, I need to be able to have my business analysts go out there, explore, play with data, experiment. And sometimes it's for ad hoc purposes, but other times it's just to be able to better understand the data. The next thing we heard also was they needed to have more dynamic visualizations. Static reports just don't cut it. So this is a lot of the feedback that we've driven back into the product group. We've gotten really close with them. We've been working with them over 3 years, driving these scenarios into the product group and working with them on a regular basis, almost daily at times, be able to help understand what an enterprise customer like ourselves needs. And that's going to benefit not just us within Microsoft, but also all of our customers externally as well. It's an exciting time.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. So how do these points of improvements and areas of improvement really map to what IT has developed and supporting the productivity needs of our employees as well as MSIT? And give us some insights to what IT is now doing with the product group, and what are some of the technologies that we're using inside the organization so that our customers will understand what we're using and why we're using it?
So what this has resulted in is, in that partnership with the product group, is some very powerful things coming out of Power BI. So there's an entire stack of things that are coming out, and some of these you've already seen. So Power Pivot and Power View have been out in the marketplace now for a while. They are only getting better with Power BI. With Power Pivot, that enables you to be able to do data models within an Excel environment. So for your Power user, your Power Information Worker, not your developer, but your Power Information Worker, they can do really good data models that can address a lot of the business needs without having to involve a data modeler working, say, within SQL Server. That gives the business agility. Power View is a very powerful visualization tool that's very interactive. So it's interesting when you look at static reports or static views, you can have very, very interesting looking pie charts or graphs, but inevitably in a meeting, somebody says, what if this? And if you don't have the ability to be able to respond to that, you end up with an action item that comes out of a meeting, and maybe 2 weeks later you come back with a new view. And what we're finding with Power View is executives within a meeting, they've got some very good experience and insights. That's why they are where they are. And they can ask questions in that meeting, and you can actually drill into something that you didn't anticipate, but find new hidden insights. That's powerful. That's the speed of insight that we're seeing. Now, on top of those two existing tools, you've got what's called Power Query. Power Query is a new tool within Excel that enables you to go out and connect to other data sources, be it public data sources or data sources within your company, and effectively do lightweight ETL. So in the past, ETL transformations really were the realm of a developer. So you had to write a requirement to a technical person who would go and do an ETL. And if it wasn't quite right, or you didn't get the requirements right, you have to go back to the developer. It was a slow process. With Power Query, now you're able to actually have a Power Analyst go in and do transformations, lightweight transformations, maybe not the most complicated ones, but enough for them to be able to start to explore that data. That's powerful. We've shifted a workload that used to be only developer more and more in the hands of the people who have the instincts and insights to be able to iterate on that data.
That sums it up nicely, Kirkland. Thank you. So can you go over a little bit about the benefits to Microsoft and how we see this BI at Microsoft solution benefiting the whole company that's using it?
Absolutely, Brad. We're already seeing the benefits of this, and we've just rolled out recently. We're seeing different groups picking up and adopting Power BI very quickly. And we're seeing a lot of innovation on it as well. We're very focused from an IT perspective of training businesses and users on how to use this, and it's taking off very quickly within these different organizations. And we're already finding that people are getting very excited about the visualization tools, these mashup tools, and the iterations. Some very innovative things coming out. We've got these tools in the hands of the creative people who've got the instincts and the judgment to be able to say this is what they need to be able to do with their business, and it's moving quickly. We're already getting that benefits in terms of competitive insights. We're also seeing a lot of interest in terms of being able to get the data published into that catalog that I talked about, and the excitement around being able to now be able to start finding other data that they want to be able to associate with the data that they're doing. you hear things like within finance that finance isn't always just about answering questions about the debits and credits. A lot of time it's about understanding the ecosystem of what's happening around those numbers. Why is something going up? Why is something going down? They're now able to be able to bring in other data within the company and outside of the company to be able to provide that context to better understand what's affecting those numbers. So very powerful things, and we're just only getting started.
And I can see where, you know, I add feature requirements to the business from my, let's say, HR department, and I ask for feedback and requirements from an IT perspective and from a product group perspective, and it's just making it better for everybody because it was before, it was in these disparate organizations, and no one had, you know, insights to other organizations. So collectively, we're making better decisions for the whole company now.
Absolutely.
To leverage.
Absolutely. And this is helping to connect data across the company because inevitably you have questions about your area, but you generally need data from another area that's adjacent to you. And when you have expertise in your area, that's hard enough. But to try to understand other areas, that's much harder. And so with these tools, with the data catalog, we're able to help these different organizations better connect. And we're driving processes behind this as well with governance and certification to be able to better understand how this data connects and be able to surface this through the catalog. So it's an exciting time to start connecting data that's distributed throughout the company in new ways to be able to get new insights.
So Kirkland, how does implementing self-service BI at Microsoft make the company more efficient and more effective in dealing with our BI strategy?
Brad, that's a great question. One of the interesting things we found with self-service is it actually helps IT operate more efficiently and get the business what they need. In the past, you were really dependent upon a developer to be able to do BI. You had to write requirements, hand that off to IT. IT would go through a development cycle to be able to get out data. And generally, the lag time on that might be 3, 6, 9 months before you got results out. And the problem that we found on that is a couple things. One is the business was changing during that period of time. It happens all the time within the BI industry. And also, users generally don't know what they need until they see it. So just writing a specification in a document didn't necessarily capture what they really needed. As a result, you saw a very high failure rate of BI projects, just like in the industry. And so what we found with self-service was, if we can be able to surface the data to the business analyst with tools that they can use themselves without a developer, they can do a lot of that initial exploration and definition where there's a lot of iteration. And as they are understanding the data, they are the experts in the data. They're going to get to what they need much faster than handing it off to a third-party developer. So we've really shifted this ambiguity in the exploration iteration with the tools from Power BI into the analyst, and then they can iterate very fast. And what we find is they're able to then define, this is what I need. Now, once they define it, once there's stabilization to it, they've got a decision to make. Do they keep it? They might throw it away. Or they might decide to go ahead and invest and put scale on it. All of them are very good independent decisions. In the past, all three of those were ran through the development cycle, and that was a lot more expensive. We had a lot more projects where you didn't get the business value out of it because something got killed or it wasn't right. So now what we're able to do is make very intentional decisions about what the business needs to be able to add more scale to. They might actually have a situation where they're able to iterate and come up with a solution that only 5 people are going to need. It might be okay to leave it there as opposed to over-investing. But at the same time, if they do have something successful and well-defined, we can go ahead and move it over to IT and be able to scale that out. So what we're finding within IT is that we're able to make much better use of our scarce resources, which means that we can have higher business impact for the company. So it's good for the business. They're getting much more efficient use of their spend. It's good for IT. We're making much better use of our people as well. And at the end, it's really changed that relationship between us, IT with the business and the business with IT. And I think as a whole within Microsoft, we're getting a lot more competitive advantage out of that relationship. So think of Power BI as a new way for the business to be able to interact with IT, for the business to help tell IT what they do need. It's a whole new approach to being able to develop BI solutions.
Perfect, perfect. So if I'm a customer, how am I going to learn more around what Microsoft IT is doing in the way of BI, and how do I stay connected to what we're doing?
So it's really exciting time for us at Microsoft IT. We're rolling this solution out, and we're going to be seeing successes on it. We want to get those successes back to you and be able to share out with others. So what we're going to be doing is working with you to be able to provide updates on how things are going here at Microsoft. So you can find this through IT Showcase at microsoft.com/ITShowcase, and we'll be providing updates through you. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you next time.